From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is the podcast of Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This is just one segment of today's show. You can hear all of our conversations about New York's vibrant cultural scene on demand at WNYC.org. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners. Please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and, well, we're not going anywhere by subway today, obviously, but that won't stop us from taking a musical trip around the world for a survey in the best of world music 2005. Anastasia Tsulkas, music writer for Billboard magazine and other publications and a frequent contributor to Soundcheck, will be first up on the program today. We'll be cutting away to Mayor Bloomberg's press conference when it begins, but for the moment, Anastasia joins us from her place up in Harlem because she couldn't get to our place downtown. Anastasia, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, at least by telephone, John. I'm sure I can be there with you today.
Well, it seems like no one part of the world dominated the world music scene this year, but rather that it was the kind of crossing of cultures that seems to be the big story.
That's absolutely true, John. You know, a disc like the one we were just listening to, which is the great new music quartet, the Kronos Quartet, pairing up with the famous, legendary in certain circles, film singer from India, Asha Bhosle, is a perfect example of that.
Now, Asha Bhosle, the legend has it that hers is the most recorded voice in human history.
That and, you know,
her sister
is another contender for that. She's another playback singer for films named Lata Mangeshkar.
Mm-hmm. But the thinking is that Asha, who is more active these days, is now past Lata for that title. And here she is with the Kronos Quartet. So that to you was one of the big hits for the world music scene.
Not just in world music, but actually within the classical audience as well. It's done very well this year as one of those so-called classical crossover discs.
Well, now, as long as you mentioned classical music, the Argentine-born, Massachusetts-based composer Osvaldo Golijov wove together a lot of disparate elements in his piece Aire, which is also on your list of world music faves for 2005.
Exactly. It's one of those discs that's really betwixt and between. You know, it's contemporary Western/Northern classical music. It also borrows elements from Argentine music, from Sephardic Jewish music, from Arab classical music, and weaves them all together with a really, really distinctive voice.
Well, and with the distinctive voice of the American soprano Dawn Upshaw. So again, there's this mix of classical and world music traditions in this work by Osvaldo Golijov. From the suite of pieces called Aire, which means air, that's music by Osvaldo Golijov. My guest is Anastasia Tsulkas, music writer for Billboard magazine and lots of other places. And it's part of our week-long look back at the year's best, something we do towards the end of each year. Anastasia, this particular excerpt from Aire, very classical sounding. There are other parts of the suite where there's a kind of heavy electronica influence, and then, as you mentioned before, all of these Jewish and Arabic and Spanish elements too. a lot of that comes together in the next pick on your list, which you said was kind of a sleeper hit for the year. Tell us about DJ Shebi Sabah.
Well, it's interesting. He's a producer and club DJ who's actually been on the scene for decades. He was born in Algeria, lived in San Francisco for a long time. I think he's still based there. And, you know, just to get my bias out in front, I've not always been a fan of his music. I think he tends to put all of these different world music elements he uses in sort of the DJ Shebi Sabah churner, and everything comes out rather homogenized. So it was a real surprise for me to completely fall in love with this disc, which is called La Kahena, in which he revisits his Maghrebi roots. He brought in musicians from Algeria and Morocco, and it's really more of a roots album, and really he lets his guest musicians speak for themselves.
So this really is still a combination of the kind of electronic grooves that drove many of Shebi's, as he's known, as Shebi's earlier records. But the difference here being that these are his own roots as opposed to the Indian classical music he's been playing around with previously?
Yeah, definitely much more of a strong North African feeling. And you know, on some tracks, his input is much more overt than on others.
Yeah. Shebi Sabah, three names, none of them his real name, but that's the name, his nom de disque, I suppose. La Kahena is the name of the album, and this also is on Anastasia Tsulkas' list of the best world music of 2005. That is from the album La Kahena by DJ Shebi Sabah. Anastasia Tsulkas, if I end up having to walk home over the Brooklyn Bridge to get home tonight, I hope I can get that onto my iPod, because that's good music for walking.
Now and groove going.
Yeah.
Perfect for a walking pace, right?
Absolutely. So this is a guy who was one of the first DJs. I mean, he was at the Paris discotheques in the mid-60s.
That's right.
Still going strong today. He's on Anastasia's list of best world music recordings of 2005. Folk music of a very different sort in this next album that you've picked. Most of the musicians here are based in our area, but the music itself is from wartime Poland.
That's right. It's a group calling themselves Brave Old World, and the album is called Song of the Lodz Ghetto, and what it is a commingling of traditional Eastern European klezmer music, music that was written in the Polish Jewish ghetto of Lodz in the early 1940s, and some brand new music written by the members of Brave Old World.
So they're taking street songs that would have been heard in the Lodz ghetto and sort of updating it, adding some klezmer?
Not so much updating as kind of creating a tapestry for them that mingles this older klezmer music and new music with it, and kind of almost a musical conversation.
Yeah. Now, I mean, the Lodz ghetto was pretty much wiped out eventually. Most of those people ended up in the concentration camps and never came out. So where did this music come from?
Well, actually, there was an Israeli ethnomusicologist named Gila Flom, who in the 1980s did manage a pretty astonishing project, which was to reach out to various survivors from Lutz and collect their songs in a book that she did about 12 years ago called Singing for Survival. So a lot of that material actually came from her or via her.
Okay. And Brave Old World, bunch of local musicians who know their way around jazz and klezmer music, found a way to weave this into, as you call it, a tapestry of original music and these old songs from the early 1940s, like this one, A Ganz Fein Mazel Tov.
In Hey soll gespielt werden nach einer harzigen Mazel Tov für alle Lodger, in für alle Krukewer, in für alle Warschewer, in für alle Wilner, in für alle Bialystocker, in soll sein Schulm auf der ganzen Welt in gegangen.
Brave Old World is the name of the band. Songs of the Lodz Ghetto is their record, and that's a Ganz Fein Mazel Tov. And my guest is Anastasia Tsulkas. And Anastasia, my Yiddish isn't what it perhaps should be, but
well,
he was clearly talking.
In that particular bit, he's kind of name-checking Michael Alpert, the vocalist.
The different cities, Vilnius, Bialystok, and the whole world, he ends up saying.
Exactly.
So a shout-out to all the other ghettos of the time, I suppose, but also the idea that this music can still speak to people today.
That's exactly right.
World music is our topic. Anastasia Tsulkas writes for Billboard magazine about classical music and world music for us and for many other publications. And you can find more of her top picks of 05 on our website, the soundcheck page at wnyc.org. We come next, Anastasia, to a duo from Mali who seemed to be on all the world music top 10 lists
this
year.
Yeah, everybody's list. I don't think that's parsed only to world music writers. I think everybody has just fallen in love with this particular recording with really good reason.
All right, Amadou and Miriam. There's a story there apart from the music.
Right, Amadou and Miriam are actually a blind couple from Mali who met in at the Institute for the Blind in Bamako, in Mali's capital city. He was an assistant instructor, and she was a student at that point. And they've been playing together for 30 years, and it's a fascinating. They're fantastic musicians. But they teamed up with the producer Manu Chao for that project, and that he brings his kind of nutty, zany madness to this disc as well.
Well, and it has a much more electric, sort of pop-inflected sound because of that.
Sure, but you know, keep in mind, too, that Amadou, for example, was a guitarist in the great Malian band Les Ambassadeurs, which is the same group that produced Salif Keita. So it's a group that's always been kind of keyed into new music and modern sounds.
Okay. Beau Dimanche is the name of the song that we're going to hear from the album by Amadou and Mariam, this amazing blind couple from Mali who are at the top of everyone's top 10 list who's into the world music scene, and that includes our guest Anastasia Tsulkas.
Le dimanche à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage.
Amadou and Mariam. The song is Beau Dimanche. As Anastasia told us, they've been making records for a long time, but this one really has caught the ear of the world music set. Before we wrap up, Anastasia, world music as a term, does it mean anything specific anymore?
I don't think it ever did, to be perfectly frank.
All right. So it's just stuff that comes from outside the 50 states
Well, and look at how many great so-called world music groups are based in North America and even here right home in New York.
Brave Old World, for example.
Exactly. There are still discoveries. You know, there's still music that's just such a surprise and such an astonishing pleasure, like Kanono Number 1.
You know what? That has been a big hit in our studios this year as well. Kanono Number 1, Congotronics. Tell us what the element of surprise here is.
Well, it's music from a group who come from Congo, but actually right on the border from Angola. And they make music from mostly found and makeshift instruments, everything from percussion salvaged from old car parts to homemade microphones.
Mm-hmm.
And all the distortion and fuzziness and all that great stuff, that grittiness, actually has become an integral element of their music.
So the way Hendrix would play with feedback,
exactly.
These guys are playing with the distortion that by necessity is part of their homemade rig.
Exactly, and that's become part of the brilliance. It's just such joyful music.
It is pretty infectious stuff. Congotronics is the name of the record from Kanono Number 1. And Anastasia Tsulkas actually has been part of these annual retrospective weeks for the last couple of years. Joins us today to look back at the year in world music. Anastasia, great to talk to you again.
My pleasure. And, you know, we only have so much time, so I encourage people to stop by my whole list of picks for this year, which is at anastasiat.com.
Okay. Or you can go to the soundcheck page at wnyc.org and get a link to Anastasia's page. In just a moment, we will hear some of the best in the year in jazz with a young jazz sax player who walked over the bridge to be here today. Steve Lehman joins us in a moment. Thanks for listening to today's podcast of Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. This was just one of the show's segments. You can hear everything we do on demand at WNYC.org. Check out our other podcasts at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners. Please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.